it'll be George Koenig, Jean Gauthier, Teddy Hansen, Mel Pearson, and Patty Gonnell. For the Canadiens, it'll be Murray Balfour on right wing, Ralph Baxham at center, Bob Russo on left. On the defense, it will be Jean-Marc Picard. Flin Flon Bombers have that. The other defenseman is Ruel out there. We thought the Bombers had a man advantage, but they don't. From the faceoff, it's Balfour trying to carry it. Teddy Hansen steals it away from him. Two men back. Hansen going in. Stick handling. Gives it to Pearson. There's a drive, and it goes over Dufour. It goes off the brick wall in the south end of the exhibition stadium. So the faceoff will be brought outside the Canadian blue line with Teddy Hansen facing off with Ralph Backstrom. The puck is dropped. It bounces up. Hansen bangs it over there to Legacy, who is on there. He gives it to Backstrom. He's going in, circling around, tries to center out. Now Balfour in behind that bomber net. Goes to the corner, circling around. He's all by himself, out to the point to Ruel. There's that slap shot. It's a bouncing puck. George Wood comes way out of his net. Balfour goes to the corner. He centers in front of Backstrom. He gets a stick on it. He shoots. Wood goes down. They scramble around for it, and it's cleared to the side. Here's Mel Pearson going down the left-hand side to Teddy Hansen. Hansen going in. He's going in. Here's Gonnell. He shoots. A beautiful save by Dufour. A beautiful rush by the Bombers. Gauthier takes a slap shot. It's shot there by Dufour. And it's picked up by Picard. The Bombers came very, very close that time on a three-man rush. Picard feeds it around in behind the net to Ruel. Up along the left wing, Teddy Hansen intercepts. Passes to Patty Gonnell. He tried to pass out, and Mike Legacy takes it at center ice. It's poked off his stick. It goes to Balfour. Balfour crosses that red line, going down the left-hand side. Goes around Gauthier. A slap shot. He shoots. He scores. Oh, just a minute now. It didn't go in. We thought it went into the corner, but it did not. George Wood made the save. There's no goal. But the Canadians came very, very close. It was an end of a stick that went into the net. We thought it was the black puck going in there. But George Wood got his pad on it. And we're sorry that we alarmed you people back in Flin Flon there. The Canadians came close, but they did not score. The faceoff will be to the right of George Wood. Ken Willey taking that faceoff with Mike Legacy. The puck is dropped. It goes to Dumoulin. He's going right in front. He shoots. A beautiful save by Wood. And the rebound shot. It goes in behind. And Wood got his pad on it at the last moment. Willey feeds it up along the left wing to Harvey Fleming. Fleming out in front. And Legacy steers it to the corner. Here's Tardif trying to get it out in front. Barry Beattie has it. He's trying to center it all. He's got it again. He shoots it in behind the Canadian net. It's picked up by Bill Carter. Carter right in front. It was pulled down by Ron Hutchinson. The Flin Flon Bombers are trying to keep it in. Here's Hutchinson all by himself. He shoots. And Lagerini went down to make the save. It goes out to the blue line. Wayne Roof banged it in there offside as he was trapped some of his forward, Ronnie Hutchinson and Fleming, in there. So the play is brought back out outside the Canadian blue line. 2-1 for the Flin Flon Bombers. We've played 1 minute and 55 seconds of the third period. The puck is dropped. It goes to Tardif. He pokes it ahead, back inside. Beattie was offside, but no whistle goal. A loose puck there is picked up by Bill Carter. He's going down, stick handling, back checked under the play nicely by Beattie. Here's Dumoulin. He takes a drive. Wood got his toe on it at the last moment. Ronnie Hutchinson picking up Beattie, gives it to Fleming. Fleming back out to Hutchinson. He's going in with Beattie, and all the Bombers just missed crashing through there. It's at the Canadian line. Bill Carter pokes it up into center. Annabelle gives it back to Lagerini. Lagerini inside the blue line, flips it up on the right wing, and it goes all the way into the Flin Flon zone. Wayne Roof racing for it. He's pushing against the board, and the whistle goes. We'll have a face-off. Johnny Annabelle skating around out there. Took a swipe at Wayne Roof as he went by, and the crowd made a reaction. Canadians are called for icing, so the face-off will be in the Canadian zone to the right of Claude Dufour. They send out Orlin Curtin back, Rodley, Cliff Leonard, George Koenig, and John Gauthier. Jerry Wilson will face off with Curtin back. The puck is dropped. The Bombers get it. Here's Rod Lee. Keeps it at the line. He fires it into the corner. Curtin back in there. Trying to center out. Leonard is in front of the net. There's the puck out in front, but it's picked up by Picard. Picard along the left wing to Tremblay. He went down. Leonard comes back for it. He flips it back out into center. It's picked up by Wilson. Wilson skating along. Goes to center at the red line. Shoots it in there. A backhand shot. It comes off the backboard. Gauthier. The left, in the corner to the left, gives it to Rod Lee. Rod Lee coming out at center. two men back for the Canadiens. He goes across the line. He flips it in there. Lennox is in there. He kicks at it. He's got it in behind the net. He's trying to center out. Rodley in behind now. Checked out Tremblay. It goes against the boards. The Canadiens try to bring it out. Curtin back. Blocks it momentarily. And then it goes to Gauthier at the red line. Gauthier fires it in to the Canadian zone. Picard carries in behind his own net. It goes to the corner on the right-hand side. Down in the south end of the rink there. Now Picard comes back the other way. It goes against the board. It's picked up by Picard. He centers it ahead to Gary Wilson. And now it goes into the corner in the flim-flom zone as the play becomes a wee bit ragged. Cliff Leonard digging hard in behind his own net. The left-hand side leaves it for Rodley coming around that right-hand side. He tries to get ahead to Curtinback. It does. It bounces to Curtinback. A rolling puck. Curtinback crashes through there. Here's Picard trying to get out. Leonard has it inside the blue line, getting set for a drive. He goes around Tremblay, stick handling in from the right-hand side. He shoots. Dufour makes a save. They bang at it. And Curtinback trying to poke it in. Connick and here's Curtinback and Dufour trying to mix it up. And they all swarm around in front of that Canadian net as the Flint-Flon Bombers, led by Cliff Leonard, work it right in front of the net there. And Cliff heaves a great big sigh. He skates towards the player's box on a nice attempt there. Now here's Wilson. He's trying to mix it up. Now he's a big boy. He wants to go after Curtinback. They stand about the same size, about 6'2", 180 pounds. And we don't think that we want to be down there tangling with those two customers because they're mighty big. And the Flint-Flon Bombers send out a change of players. There's about 15 players on the ice now as the Ottawa Canadiens made a change. So the five go off and the five stay on there. Teddy Hansen, Patty Gunnell, Mel Pearson, Ken Woolley, and Wayne Roop out there. Teddy Hansen goes to center off in the circle to the left of Claude Dufour. The tension is building up. We played 4 minutes exactly in the third period. The puck is dropped. It goes to the corner. Here's Teddy Hansen. He's got it all by himself. He takes a shot. And Dufour made the save. Teddy Hansen walks right from in behind the net, right on in front. And there's going to be a penalty to the Ottawa Canadiens. Cardiff. He's going to go off. So the Flint-Flon Bombers will have a one-man advantage here. That penalty comes at the 4 minutes and 8 seconds of the third period. Flashing, start up 2 minutes. Bombers have that one-man advantage. They have the face-off and the Canadiens going to the right. And the tension builds up. As Ralph Backstrom will face off. They have Backstrom, Ruel, Picard, and Balfour out there, and the crowd starts to yell. Curtinback at center, Patty Gunnell in front of the net. Mel Pearson back on the defense. Connick and Hansen. The puck is dropped, lays in the circle there. Now it goes to the corner. Balfour has it. Balfour's pushed in against the boards. Curtinback stole it away. They're piling against the boards, and the Bombers hold it in there, and we'll have another face-off. Could be a turning point in the game as the Bombers have that one-man advantage. The puck is dropped. Here's Gunnell. He shoots. Dufour makes a save. Curtinback just missed the corner as they piled in there. A nice drive. Here's Curtinback. Gives it back to Pearson. Pearson over to Connick. Connick takes a slap shot. He shoots. It hits Curtinback. And it's picked up by Balfour. He fires it down. It goes all the way into the Flint-Flon zone. Connick picks up off the board and behind his own net. On the left-hand side, ahead to Teddy Hampton. Two men to beat. Hampton going down by himself into the corner. He's trying to come out. He passes out in front of it. Picked up by Backstrom. Now Backstrom on the right-hand side. Passes to Balfour. Balfour going across that blue line. Shoots it under Pearson's stick. Gunnell goes to the corner with Balfour. Balfour coming out in front. He shoots and it goes past the open mouth on the left-hand side there. It's all in Curtinback coming out of his own zone. A pass to the left wing to Teddy Hampton at the red line. He's going across that blue line. Gets around Balfour getting set for a drive. Curtinback screened the shot. Gunnell shoots it. Net. Now Picard has it in behind the net. He's coming out on the left-hand side. It's Picard at the blue line. He gets out in the center ice, turned around, killing time now. As the Bombers have that one-man advantage, Picard pulling off a beautiful rush for the Canadiens. There's a shot and it's blocked by Pearson. Mel Pearson on the left-hand side to Patty Gunnell. Back out in the center ice to Teddy Hampson. He has to go back for it. He gets it ahead to Connick. Connick gets it inside that blue line. He goes to the corner, a shot. And Dufour caught it. Caught it in his mitt, throws it in behind the net. And George Connick was stripped there by Picard. George skates back in. Claude Dufour in there, has his stick ready. or anything that may happen. Now George Connick is pushed back by the Canadian players as he's in there and wanting to mix it up. We played 5 minutes and 38 seconds of the third period. The score, the Flint Lawn Bombers 2 and the Ottawa Canadiens 1. This game is being brought to you by the British American Oil Company. Here's the words from our sponsors and Gary Miles.
Kid, for modern-day driving, you can't beat the power and efficiency of VA 88 or 98 gasoline. Next time, turn to the sign of the big VA for 88 or 98, Canada's most modern gasoline.
The face-off will be to the left of slot, due four in the Canadian zone. They still have one man in the penalty box. Here's Picard, tries to get out. Beattie intercepted. Now Wilson breaks out with Legacy on the right-hand side. Legacy was taken out by Roop. Now Roop has it. Bucky feeds it to the corner in his own zone to Harvey Fleming. Harvey Fleming goes in front of his own net, picking up speed at his own blue line, crosses that red line, trips and falls, but there's no call on the play. Now Legacy fires it up to the blue line, where it's picked up by Ken Willey. Ken Willey on the left-hand side to Hutchinson, he misses it. It's picked up by Carter. Carter returning, he shoots it to the right wing. It comes off the boards. Legacy has it. It's flipped out in the center by the Flint Lawn Bombers. The Canadians are back at full strength. A slap shot by Ruel, and Wood made the save. That shot came from the red line. It goes up into the crowd. And we'll have a face-off in the Flint Lawn zone to the right of George Wood. And we played 6 minutes, 20 seconds of the third period to score 2-1 for the Flint Lawn Bombers. Face-off will be in the Flint Lawn zone. That's what the crowd are cheering about, or yelling about. Ken Willey will face off with Bill Carter to the right of George Wood. He's down in his crouch, covering that short side. The puck is dropped. It goes to Dumoulin. There's a shot. Wood makes the save. It goes against the boards. They bang at it, and now it's picked up by Harvey Fleming ahead to Hutchinson. Hutchinson couldn't get out at the blue line. There's a drive. It goes past the bomber net, and it comes out on the far side. It's picked up by Willie. A bouncing puck at the blue line is stopped there by Loggerini, and he backhands it in over the boards into the Flint Lawn zone. And we'll have a face-off outside the Flint Lawn Bomber blue line. 2-1 is the score for the Bombers. We're playing in the third period of the seventh game of the Memorial Cup final. And it's very, very exciting. The tension is just building up. You can feel it in the air as the Canadians are pressing and the Bombers are defending. Here's Rod Lee from the faceoff, shoots it down into the Canadian zone. It goes into the corner. Sarda flips it up along the boards, and a stop there by Gauthier. And we'll have a faceoff. So the puck is brought back into the Flint Lawn zone. On a call, a faceoff will be to the right, George Wood's right in that circle. Bill Carter out there at center. Gauthier will face off with Carter. Curtin back out there with Leonard. Connick and Lee. The puck is dropped. George Connick carries in behind his own net. He flips it up along the board to the left-hand side to Rod Lee. Here's Legacy trying to center out. It hits the leg. It's picked up by Connick. Connick trips and falls. He can't get it out. Now Rod Lee steps in there. He tries to poke it across the Bomber blue line, but can't. The Canadians get it in. There's a puck. Rod Lee goes back into his own zone in front of his own net. Gets to the blue line fast. It's intercepted by Loggerini. There's a drive. It's knocked down by Gauthier. Gauthier on the left-hand side up into center ice. It's blocked there by the Canadians. There's another drive as the Canadians are attempting to keep that puck in the Flint Lawn zone and put the pressure on the Bombers. Here's Dumoulin. He shoots. Wood makes the save. It bounces against the boards. And Gauthier carrying out on the right-hand side. He goes around Dumoulin, gets it to center, and it stops the red line by Carter. A shot was blocked by Connick, and it's picked up by Carter. Carter circling around, drinking very nicely. Is the puck taken away by Connick? There's a slap shot there by Loggerini, stopped by Rod Lee. Lee shoots it in there, stopped at the Canadian line. It goes to the left-hand side to Legacy, where it's picked up now by Tardif. A shot, the puck is inside the bomber zone. George Connick has it. Play becoming very ragged. He gets it out along the board. Balfour stops it. Murray Balfour is pushed in against the board by Curtin back. Now Carter comes over to pick that loose puck up. He flips it on the right wing over there. The play is mostly in center ice. As the Bombers are attempting to hold off the Canadians, there's a pass. Russo was offside, but the referees didn't call it. Now Curtin back coming down, gets around Carter, but Russo stole the puck away from him. Russo gets out of the center ice. Rod Lee checks him out of the play, pushes him in the boards, but Russo fires it down, and it comes off the backboards in the Flint Lawn zone. Gauthier to the right. Coming out now, goes in front, backs him out there. The Canadians shoot. Balfour getting steady, going in, right in front. He shoots. Oh, and Russo missed the corner. Backstrom along the board. Orland Curtin back here. Backstrom trying to work in from the right-hand side.
It goes to Connick. Connick in the corner, flips it off to the point, and Kurtenbach just about had a breakaway. Picard came over to intercept that pass. Picard to Russo on the right-hand side. He's going in right in front of the net. He shoots, and Connick went down to block the shot, and the Bombers flip it down into the Canadian zone. Picard goes into his own territory, touches it, and the Flint Flon Bombers are called for icing as they try to get that puck down into the Canadian zone to get it away from George Wood. They lead by a score of 2-1 here in the third period. We've played 8 minutes and 52 seconds of the third period. The faceoff will be to the left of George Wood. Backstrom will face off with Teddy Hansen. The puck is dropped. It goes back to the point. Picard getting set for a shot. Now Roop gets it ahead to Pearson, but it goes down the Canadian blue line. It's stopped by Ruel. Ruel in the center ice to Backstrom. Backstrom goes across the bottom blue line, past over there, and Gunnell intercepted it, and he fires it down, and the puck goes into the Canadian zone, where Ruel has it in behind his own net. Ruel coming out on the right-hand side now, up along that board to Murray Balfour. Balfour into center ice. There's a shot, a pass intended for Russo. Patty Gunnell skates into the corner. He dumps there by Russo. There's going to be a penalty to the Canadian player. And the Bombers will have a one-man advantage, and Russo is jumping around, jumping up and down. The Bombers will have that one-man advantage. Russo slapping his stick on the ice, skating around. He's very indignant. And what he did was slip in front of Patty Gunnell and dumped him. And it'll likely be tripping or slipping, one or the other. So the time says in 35 seconds, rather in 25 seconds, 10 minutes to go in the game. Interference is the call. So the Bombers send out Owen Kurtenbach, George Connick, Teddy Hampton, Patty Gunnell, and Mel Pearson. The faceoff will be outside the Bomber blue line. Kurtenbach goes to center with Carter. The puck is dropped. It goes back to Pearson on the defense. Pearson gets it over to Connick. He missed it. It's inside the Bomber line. Then out in the center, Kurtenbach tries to steer it into the Canadian zone. Ruel is being pushed along the board there by Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach is about a foot taller than Ruel. Finally, the whistle goes as the play is stopped. And here's a word from our sponsors, the British American Oil Company and Jerry Miles.
For today's modern driving conditions, your car needs all the power and efficiency of a truly modern-day gasoline. So fill up at the sign of the big VA with 88 or 98, Canada's most modern gasoline.
The puck is shot down into the Flint Flon zone from a face-off inside the Canadian blue line. Mel Pearson on the right wing to Gunnell, out in the center to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach across that red line. He goes across that blue line. He's pushed out along the board by Picard. Here's Patty Gunnell. He gives it to Hampton in behind the Canadian net. Hampton tries to center Gunnell's fan. And the Canadians slip it all the way down the ice. And we've played 10 minutes and 15 seconds of the third period. The third period is half over as Patty Gunnell leaves it for Orlin Kurtenbach. A hit on the left wing to Teddy Hampton. Hampton going down by himself, going right in all by himself. He shoots. He scores!
By a score of 3-1.
The Bombers, the puck is at the red line, it's stopped. Here's Gunnell trying to get in along that board there. It goes into the Canadian zone. Teddy Hampton from Curtin back in Pearson. Here's Ken Willie. It jumps over a stick and it goes on in the center. Got 9 minutes to go in the game. The puck is in front of the Flint Flon net. Now Harvey Fleming gets it up in the center. And it goes to Balfour. Here's Beattie intercepting a pass, going down, going into the corner. Center's on her front. There was no one there for it. It goes to Dwayne Roop. Dwayne Roop tries to get it into Fleming. It's inside the Canadian blue line. Then a shot in behind the Canadian net, where it's picked up by Longarini. Longarini fires it along the boards on the left-hand side. It comes up to the line to Dwayne Roop. Dwayne Roop will up along the boards. It goes in there. And now it's picked up by Ralph Backstrom. You can feel the tension building up. The Bombers lead 3-1 on Teddy Hampton. Third career goal. Dumichel coming out of his own territory at the red line, going in there, takes a shot. It went off Wayne Ruth's hand. It's in behind the Bomber net. Barry Beattie has it. He flipped it in on the other side. There's Balfour digging into the corner. He goes together with Ruth, knocks Balfour down. And the play is stopped as they pile in against the board. It's Murray Balfour and Wayne Ruth standing shoulder to shoulder as they get away from each other now. And we have 8 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the game. Flint Lawn Bombers lead by a score of 3-1. George Koenig steps out there to take that face-off. Ken Willie going off now. Ralph Backstrom out there. George Wood gets down on his crouch. The puck is dropped. The Bombers get it. It goes to Leonard. It goes to Rod Lee now. And he pokes out in the center. Murray Balfour flips it up. It's picked up by Balfour. He's going in. Was knocked down nicely by Coche. Here's Olin Curtin back along the left wing there to Rod Lee. Now it's picked up by Picard. Picard crosses that red line going in. He flips it in there. It's picked up by Gauthier. Gauthier puts it all the way down. And Kurtenbach is racing for it. He goes into the corner. Slows down now. They go against the boards. Ruel pushes him in, grabs him. But the referee standing right there makes no indication for a violation of the rule book. So we'll have a face-off in the flim-flom zone as the Bombers are called for icing. Bombers lead 3-1. But this game is not over, folks. We have 8 minutes to go. Flint Lawn Bombers out there with Rod Lee, Orland Kurtenbach, and Cliff Leonard, George Koenig and Gauthier. For the Canadians, it's Wilson, Legacy, and Bill Carter. Here's George Koenig, gets it ahead to Kurtenbach. One man to beat. He's going down all by himself across that blue line. He shoots, and Dufour makes a beautiful save. He throws it to Picard. Al Picard coming down that left-hand side, a pass on the right side to Bill Carter. Carter going in across that line all by himself. Goes to the corner. He's trying to center out. He goes in behind, but there was an offside at the blue line, and the play is stopped. Face-off will be outside the Bomber blue line. Wilson goes to center for the Canadians. It'll be Orland Kurtenbach facing off, and those boys are certainly under pressure out there. Kurtenbach, the puck goes into the fence line zone. Cliff Leonard bangs it along the board. Kurtenbach skates over it, hits his skate. Now Wilson picks it up. Wilson turns at the red line, backhanded. It's knocked down by Koenig. Koenig gets the puck over. Here's Wilson going in. One man to beat. Gauthier. Gauthier stops him, and he knocks him down. Here's George Koenig ahead to Kurtenbach. It's picked up by Bill Carter. He turns around at center. A pass. He passes it to Rod Lee. Lee going down with Kurtenbach and Koenig. He was knocked down and loses the puck as Wilson skates over and picks it up. Wilson takes a backhand shot out into the red line, out into center ice, and it's picked up by Koenig. Koenig flips it up along the board. It's stopped there at the red line by Picard. Now Mel Pearson just up on the ice. He's doing a dipsy doodle. He's going down across that line, into the corner, full steam ahead. He sent a little front and Kurtenbach banned on it. It goes against the boards. Koenig shoots and just missed the corner. Here's Gunnell on the board. Picard has it in the Canadian zone, right in front of his own net. And Picard leading a rush down the right-hand side. It's center ice. It's checked by Hampson. It goes against the board. Teddy Hampson has it. Here's Hampson coming down across that red line. A pass to Gunnell. He's going in all by himself. He can't get a shot away as Ruel came in quickly. Teddy Hampson goes against the board. The pace is picking up here in the third period. We have 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go. And Ralph Backstrom goes in front of his own net. And he can't get out as he's stopped by Gunnell. Now Pearson has it in there, but he can't get out. As he was turned around, or can't carry in as he was checked by Picard. Then Patty Gunnell pushed Picard. It's going to be a penalty on the play to Backstrom. Ralph Backstrom of the Canadiens will be going off. And the Bombers will have that one-night advantage. It'll either be Backstrom or Ruel. They're arguing. Danny Pollock. It's Claude Ruel going off for the Ottawa Canadiens. So the Flint Lawn Bombers will have that all-important one-man advantage once again. And the penalties are starting to prove very important here in the third period. And the Flint Lawn Bombers will have a face-off just inside the Canadian blue line. Ralph Backstrom faces with Hampton. It goes to Pearson. Pearson gets it over to Roof. Back to Pearson. Now Pearson getting wound up. He's going to go down the middle. He takes a drive, and Dufour catches it. He juggled it, dropped it to the side, and then banged it to the corner. It's to the left. And the Canadians fire it all the way down the ice. Wayne Roop skating with Ken Willey. George Wood comes out and stops it there. It's picked up by Dwayne Roop. He drops the pass back to Teddy Hampson. Teddy Hampson on the left wing to Gunnell. He's breaking out. He gives it to Pearson. Two men back. Pearson going down. Takes a drive as Longarini was blocking him off. And Dufour steers it in behind his net. Balfour coming out on the left-hand side. Gets to the center. Skating like a horse. Passes to Backstrom. He's going right in. He shoots. He falls. And Wood made the save. Nice save by George Wood. But a really inspirational drive by Ralph Backstrom, who was giving everything he had, and Backstrom appears to be injured as he went against the board in the north end of the rink. And all the players skate over to Backstrom. He made a beautiful rush down the left-hand side, cut in, only to be foiled by little George Wood in the Flintlawn net. We have 5 minutes, 16 seconds to go in the game. The Bombers lead by a score of 3-1. And anybody with a weak heart shouldn't be within 1,000 miles of Regina, because this is going to be a thriller right down to the finish. It's Gauthier. He goes to center with Carter. The puck is dropped. Carter getting set for a backhand shot. Wood makes the save and nonchalantly tips it in behind. Very cool in the cage. George gives it to Gauthier. Gauthier gets it down. The Canadians are racing for it. They still have that one man in the penalty box. And the 5 minute mark on the clock was just past. So we have 5 minutes to go in the game. The Bombers lead by a score of 3-1. The game is being brought to you by the British American Oil Company. And here's a word from your British American Oil man, Gary Miles.
Get all the power, all the efficiency your car has to offer. Fill up with BA 88 or 98, Canada's most modern gasoline.
Thank you, Gary. The faceoff will be in the Flin Flon zone to George Wood's left. Dumichel goes to center. He'll face off with Dwayne or George Carter. Just a minute now. It's George Connick. It's picked up by Ronnie Hutchinson. Hutchinson stops just inside his blue line. A pass to Fleming. Fleming scoots over to the right-hand side. Flips it in there. Was stopped at the blue line. And the puck ends up in behind Dufour. It's now picked up by Longarini. He fires it out into center ice. It's stopped by Gauthier. Gauthier drives it right back in. It goes off the boards and the whistle goes. So the faceoff will be brought outside the Canadian blue line as they are defending the south end of the rink here in Regina. And when that puck goes up again over the padding in the south end, that's the brick wall. The faceoff is immediately brought out outside the defending team's blue line. So Orlin Kurtenbach steps on the ice with Ron Lee and Cliff Leonard. It'll be Gauthier and Connick on the defense. The puck is dropped, and it's held right there. Now it's picked up by Lee. He flips it into the Canadian zone. They still have that one man in the penalty box. Sewell in there serving that penalty for the Canadians. Gauthier has it. He flips it over on the left-hand side. Intended for Lee. Lee crosses the Canadian line only to have Longarini fire it down into the Flintlawn zone. Here's George Connick in front of his own net. Deeks around Legacy, gets to the red line, going down, gets across that line, but has it poked off a stick by Chardup. Here's Gauthier waiting for him. Chardup takes a shot, Wood makes the save, and shoots it to the corner. Chardup pushes the forward Leonard into the corner. Kurtenbach going down the right-hand side, passes the lead, but it was too far for him. It goes to the corner in the Canadian zone. Kurtenbach trying to center out. The excitement is still building up here. We have 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the game. The Canadians at center. Here's Dumichel. He can't carry. He overskated the puck. The puck is inside the bomber line. Backstrom is back on. A shot goes wide past Wood. It goes to the corner, out to the line. And the Canadians, here's Kurtenbach. He's got a breakaway. He's going down the left-hand side. Oh, and the whistle goes. The referee's called an offside. So the play is brought back. Well, Orlin Kurtenbach took that puck just outside the bomber blue line to give you some indication of an offside pass. And Dutch Van Dielen and Mr. Brault, you have two officials in tonight's game. Well, that's all we'll say about that situation. The faceoff will be inside the bomber blue line. It's Teddy Hampson, Patty Gunnell, and Mel Pearson out there for the Bombers. Dwayne Rupin, Ken Willey on the defense, Backstrom, Carter and Balfour on the forward line, Ruel and Picard on the defense. Face off. It goes to Ruel. He fires it to the corner to the left of Wood. It's picked up by Dwayne Roof. It goes in behind the right-hand side. Gunnell gets it out in the center. Hampson's racing with Ruel, but it was poked back by Ruel. Now Carter gives a pass on the right side. Right-hand side to Balfour. He takes a slap shot. Wood makes the save. It goes to the corner. And Mel Pearson overskated it. He goes back in for it now. He's in his own zone to the left. Tries to come out along the boards. Gets a pass to Gunnell, but he couldn't steer it out in the center. And it bounces back in right in front Backstrom couldn't get a stick on it. It goes against the boards in the corner. Backstrom trying to center out. Goes in behind in the corner. Flips it out to Picard. Picard goes around. Ganelli takes a shot. Here's Balfour shoots. They scramble and it goes past the corner. Mel Pearson scoots down that left-hand side, gets across the blue line. Coming out in the center, there's Gunnell, but he couldn't handle it. We have 3 minutes, 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the game. There's going to be a penalty to the Ottawa Canadiens. Mel Pearson was dumped in the corner by either Backstrom or Picard. I believe it'll be Picard going off. And we look down into the Canadian players box directly below us. And Sam Pollock, 2 minutes tripping to Picard. The Bombers have that extra one-man advantage. We have 2 minutes and 44 seconds to go in the game. The Flint Flon Bombers lead by a score of 3-1. The game is being brought to you by your British American Oil dealer and the British American Oil Company of Canada. A face-off, Hampson to the left of Dufour. The Canadians break out with Backstrom at center. He's going down. One man to beat. He can't get through there. Wood comes out. A nice body check thrown by Roop. It goes to the side. Bill Carter gets it in behind to Backstrom. He tries to center out. And it comes out on the far left-hand side. Mel Pearson gets it to Paddy Gunnell. He's going down with Teddy Hampson. He gives it to Hampson. He goes across that line. Hampson going right into Gunnell. He shoots in Dufour. It's a sensational save. It goes to the corner. Here is Teddy Hampson and Balfour against the boards. And that Dufour has been playing outstanding hockey. As the Flint Flon Bombers came steaming in there, Paddy Gunnell and Teddy Hampton, but Dufour made the save. We have 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the game. The Flint Flon Bombers lead by a score of 3-1. They also have one-man advantage with Picard in the penalty box. That line gets a good hand as it goes off. Now Ronnie Hutchinson, Harvey Fleming, and Barry Beattie step on. George Cronick. Jean Gauthier on the defense, the face-off outside the Canadian blue line. At center is Legacy, on right wing is Carter, on the defense is Ruel and Balfour. Murray Balfour is brought back to defense. The puck is shot in the Canadian zone, Ruel has it. Here's Beattie intercepting a pass, going in, can't get a shot away, finally Ducky shoots and Dufour got a break on it at the last moment. And that was close, as it was just laying on the goal line. Dufour finally got his leg on it, as Barry Beattie took a screenshot from about 20 feet out. And it was labeled, but the goalie for the Ottawa Canadiens made the save. We'll have a face-off in the Canadian zone to the left of Claude Dufour. Bill Carter stays out there. Ronnie Hutchinson says a word to Barry Beattie as he skates into the circle. The sticks go to the ice. The puck is dropped. It goes right in front. Here's Hutchinson trying to get a shot away, but couldn't. It rolls the line. Gauthier takes the drive. It goes over the Canadian net. The puck is in the corner. We have exactly 2 minutes to go in the game. 2 minutes to go. It's in behind Balfour, trying to come out on the left-hand side. Finally gets it ahead in the boards to Legacy, but Hutchinson steals it away. Hutchinson shoots it back into the Canadian zone. 1 minute, 45 seconds to go in the game. Bombers lead 3-1. And the Bombers, we don't want to say it, we won't. Here's a loose puck at center. It goes down to the blue line. Gauthier over, flips it up against the boards, and Fleming is turned around. He gets it out in the center. Here's Murray Balfour getting set for a slap shot. He takes the drive and it's stopped by Gauthier. Here's Gauthier, flips it out in the center. Balfour has to wait till Carter gets onside. He's being bothered by Hutchinson. Balfour gets inside the Bomber blue line, but it was a whistle and an offside call in the Canadiens. They have that one man still in the penalty box. And we have 1 minute and 23 seconds to go, we'll say. 1 minute, 23 seconds to go in the game. The Bombers lead 3-1 and the crowd is cheering. The faceoff outside the Bomber blue line. It goes, it's picked up by Beattie. Beattie to Hutchinson. Here's Beattie going and he gives it to Fleming. He's in wrong by himself. He shoots. A beautiful save by Dufour. And that Dufour, that's about the fourth time in the game. He's stopped point blank breakaways. And Harvey Fleming in there all by himself. Shot to the lower right hand corner. Only to have Dufour to get that big padded leg out there to kick it aside. Claude Ruel is back on the ice for the Canadiens. We have 1 minute, 12 seconds to go in the game. Flint Flon Bombers lead by a score of 3-1. Teddy Hansen, Paddy Gunnell, Mel Pearson, Ken Willey, and Wayne Roop step out there for the...
Where's Gauthier?
Canadiens, Backstrom, Balfour, and Carter. Balfour's back on defense with Ruel. The other forward is Legacy. Here's Backstrom. He's checked out by Gunnell. Gunnell flips it in there. Exactly 1 minute to go in the game. It goes to the corner. The fans are up on their feet. It's in the Canadian zone. Teddy Hampton tries to hold it against the boards, and there's the whistle. And there seems to be a skirmish in the corner. Before we have this face-off in the Canadian zone, here's a word from our sponsors, the British American Oil Company. Gary?
For today's modern driving conditions, your car needs all the power and efficiency of a truly modern-day gasoline. So fill up with the sign of the big VA for 88 or 98, Canada's most modern gasoline.
Teddy Hampton giving words of encouragement to his four other players. The face-off, Backstrom gets the draw. He gets it out in the center ice. He's overskated by Pearson. Now it's picked up by Chardup. And Ken Willie steers it out in the center ice. 45 seconds to go as Hampton goes in with Patty Gunnell and Pearson. Pearson shoots, and Dufour makes it a spectacular save. That goalie's terrific. He's racing to the box. The Canadians are full their goalie. 35 seconds to go in the game. 30 seconds to go. Pearson fires it down into the crowd. And we have exactly 29 seconds to go. The Canadians have pulled their goalie for that extra forward. And the Flint Flon Bombers lead by a score of 3-1. Have you been a bad heart? Well, if you have, turn your radio off, because we don't know whether we're going to be able to make it ourselves. That net at the far end of the rink is a gaping hole. The Flint Flon Bombers will face a face-off. Will be to the left of George Wood. Wayne Roof will take the face-off with Cutter. It goes out to center. Patty Gunnell pokes it to center. It's going down, but not. It's not going into the net. And it's picked up by Ruel. Ruel backhands it up into center ice to Backstrom. Backstrom at center. There's a rolling puck. It's knocked away by Wayne Roof. It's going down into the Canadian zone. We have 15 seconds to go. Ruel bangs it on the boards, and Pearson just missed it. A loose puck. Balfour gets it ahead. 10 seconds to go in the game. The Flint Flon Bombers are exactly 5 seconds away from the Canadian championship. They scramble against the board. The whistle goes. We have 3 seconds to go in the game. The Flint Flon Bombers lead by a score of 3-1. And listen to the crowd. The faceoff is in the Flint. There's not a fan sitting down here. The puck is dropped. They scramble for it. There's Legacy. He shoots. He scores. But the game is over. The Flint Flon Bombers win the Memorial Cup. And the fans scream onto the ice to congratulate the Flint Flon Bombers, the team that wins the cup, brings it back to Western Canada the first time in 9 years. The Canadians scored in the dying seconds of the third period, but folks, it was a tremendous game. The Flint Flon Bombers are out there being mobbed by, I'd say, about maybe 100 people have jumped onto the ice.